March 4th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the WAUK Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. Here in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And speaking of suffragette heritage and voting and politics and public service, I'm very honored to have as our guest Mr. Michael Crowley, who many of you know is one of our county board supervisors. Was it District 16? Did I get that right,
Mike? Correct.
District 16. But Michael also is the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, and also better known in Waukesha as a super volunteer, a snowman artiste, and we'll get into that. So on this beautiful Saturday day where most of us are very happy, looks like the temperature is going to go up, some snow is going to melt. I think Mike's got a little tear in his eye, you know, because he's just not able to make some of his creations. But Mike, welcome to the show. We're really happy you're here. We know we got a lot to talk about. So how you doing today?
Super. Thank you, Don. Honored to be here.
Sounds great. So we ran into each other at an impromptu birthday party for our mutual friend, Amanda Medina Roddy. And Mike was telling me, and also, too, we also remember Mike was the CEO for Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha County here in Waukesha. And he was explaining that when he retired a couple years ago, he was going to enjoy his retirement and focus more on public service, because I know that work with the county keeps you busy, as well as your many commitments here in the community. And you're fooling around on LinkedIn one day, and you saw a logo icon shaped like a kidney, and you saw, tell us the rest.
Yeah, so I saw that unusual shape, a kidney, didn't know much about kidneys and kidney disease. But the job description, the profile, fit me perfectly. I wanted to help people, help save lives, and make a difference. And decided to pursue that opportunity, and before I knew it, the board of directors brought me on.
Wow. And they chose you out of like a pool of like 178 candidates. Was that
yeah, almost 200 candidates, 187. And it was quite a process. But they really liked my community involvement and passion for helping people.
Love that. And I want to go into that in just a second, but I don't want to forget, too, is you've got a big gala to promote coming up at the end of this month, right?
Yes, we do. So the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin has our Spotlight on Life gala at the Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee on Thursday, March 30th. And it's our first in-person gala event in several years due to the pandemic. Okay. And my first as CEO of the National Kidney Foundation. So we're going to have close to 200 people there. We're going to have a great time, great stories. And it's our celebration, 55 years of giving hope to people with chronic kidney disease.
That's fantastic. And so returning to what I was going to ask earlier, you have a career of over 30 years in manufacturing. What prompted the decision to run for public office as Waukesha County Board Supervisor? I believe that was 2012. Mm-hmm. And this shift towards nonprofit leadership in public service.
Yeah, it's a long story, but I'll try to keep it brief. many years ago, our son was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes. When he was 2 years old. At that same time, I was very involved with the city of New Berlin, working with the mayor, Common Council, and I was president of the New Berlin Economic Development Corporation.
Wow.
A small nonprofit helping the community.
Sure.
And making a difference in bringing business to the city of New Berlin, where our company was, where I had worked. And I loved being involved with that organization, with the city of New Berlin, and that was what got me interested in public service while I was still in manufacturing.
Sure.
Shortly after, I met with Mayor Carol Lombardi, city of Waukesha, told her I'd love to get involved with the city of Waukesha in some capacity, and she said, I have just the right position for you. So she suggested the Planning Commission. So I was on the City Plan Commission for 5.5 years, loved it, loved making a difference in the city. And so while I was doing that, I saw what was going on in the city and in the county. Opportunity came about, in 2011 when there was a redistricting and a seat opened up for county board supervisor. I explored that and decided to run. And I've run six consecutive terms as Waukesha County Board Supervisor, District 16.
That's a long run. That's great.
Yeah. So. But the important part with the public service is making a difference for our constituents. As you know, Don, as being a former alderman, it's such a satisfying feeling helping solve problems for our constituents and making a difference in your community. Servant leadership is an awesome feeling. You're not expecting anything in return. You're knowing you're making a difference. You're serving a purpose in life.
Yeah. And I will say this, and in a lot of other communities where I lived, I don't think I could say this with local government, but I felt that when I got a call from a constituent and I referred them to the right person in one of the various city departments, and we came to that resolution, or even if we didn't come to a resolution, people appreciated the quality of service, but also the fact that they felt like they did it themselves, that they could go to a neighbor and said, hey, I called to have that street sign moved over to a more convenient location, or, you know, or put in that stop sign to control whatever that was. People could say that I had a big hand in that. And that's what's probably most gratifying.
Yes.
Is getting everyone involved in the process. Yeah, because I've expressed disappointment on previous shows with we've got, I believe it's like six open seats in the council.
Mm-hmm.
And only one of them is being contested, which is now my aldermanic district where I live, District 2, incumbent Eric Payne.
Eric Payne, yeah.
Is facing competition from Bob Salb. And my hope is to have both of them on the show at some point before the April 4th election. So I'm going to keep trying, keep plugging away. But what's your feeling? Isn't that disappointing to you, too, especially as a Waukesha super citizen, shall we say?
Yeah, well, thanks, Don. Yeah. Super citizen, well, it's super to help people.
Right.
Getting our constituents, our citizens involved in our community is really important. You know, some just don't have the time. They may not feel that they can make a difference because they don't have experience. I hadn't had experience, but I had this passion and this interest of helping people. And you can learn along the way. Nobody becomes an expert when they first get into office. They learn, they grow, and it. For many people, it becomes invigorating, the enthusiasm. You continue success after success of helping people, and you don't want to stop doing that. And I wish more people would come out and run for public office. You're not going to earn a living off of it.
Right.
It's something that if you have the time, try it.
Sure.
Experience it if you're lucky enough to be elected. If you run and fail, you learn from that and you try again.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But it really is a satisfying feeling helping other people. And there are many in our community that want to do that.
Sure. And I believe, too, that, yes, you're not going to make a living off of that income as an alderman. It's a part-time role. But the experience you can certainly leverage if you have professional inclinations in public service or in nonprofit leadership, I believe. And so I think it is really, that experience is very worthwhile. And I found too that, because with my business, I have different clients that what I'm learning from one client, some of that can be leveraged to help another client that hasn't really thought, because we all live in pretty myopic worlds professionally, I think, or the industries we are. So it's easy to have like that channel focus. But when you're learning things that are taking place in other industries and saying, hey, why don't we try that here? Why don't we give that a whirl? Or let's just, test it. It's amazing to see what happens when you're sharing those experiences.
Yeah, connecting people and that camaraderie is a great feeling. There's a business
sure
side of all of it, too.
Right, right. But it's just, I think it's, I had the Carroll University head coach, Mike Budiszewski, on the show last week, along with Coach Garen Holly, who's a Opportunities Coaches Clinic takes place at 1 o'clock. Still time. You can sign up in person if you are an aspiring football coach in any level. Highly recommend that experience today. Talk about connectivity. But they're both saying, because they love what they do. And if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And
that's right.
So that's when I was talking about professionally. I wasn't talking about like profiting from, but more like if you can really earn a living in public service,
with these roles as an alderman or part-time, and even in a volunteer capacity, you know, serving on the planning commission. That must have been a wonderful experience for you.
It was fabulous. And, you know, ultimately that led to me wanting to be more involved in the region. So I have been on SewerPAC, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, for over 11 years now, appointed by Governor Walker and then reappointed recently by Governor Evers.
Nice.
And served in that capacity as a vice chairman of the commission for 8 years until I served out my term of 8 years. Still on the commission.
And you know what's great about that is two governors from two different parties.
Correct.
Looked at the man and the person and the experience level and the expert and said, you know, we can't afford to lose this guy. Let's continue moving forward with this progress.
Yeah. It's all about a partnership, working with others, working
Absolutely.
With people.
Sure.
You know, the same with the county. I've been on the Waukesha County Airport Operations Commission as chairman for the past 19 years.
Neat.
And appointed by County Executive Finley, reappointed again, reappointed by County Executive Dan Varakis, reappointed by County Executive Paul Farrow. So three different county executives.
Sure.
All have said this person is doing a good job
and
can work across the board
right.
With issues and not get into the politics side of things. It's sure. all about business.
Yeah, and that's great. You know, speaking about another passion is today, La Casa de Esperanza has their annual gala, and we had Maria Wedina, Vice President of Community Engagement, on the show 2 weeks ago, and also a friend of yours.
Yes.
And Mike usually does not miss that, but he has to miss the take because he's got another gala to go to at the Italian Community Center tonight. Tell us about that, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Don. So Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, JDRF, is holding their annual gala at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee tonight. And I'm volunteering once again. I've been to 23 or 24 of them in a row.
Okay.
As a volunteer and also participant, helping raise funds for juvenile diabetes research.
Sounds great.
Type 1 diabetes research.
Terrific. Hey, we come back for the break. Mike's going to tell us more about his work with JDRF as well as some other community service as This Week in Waukesha continues. So don't go away. Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha, and you're listening to the unofficial fight song for the Waukesha South Blackshirt basketball team, who was victorious in their first playoff game last night, winning a nail biter, right, Calvin? Over Janesville. Is it Parker? I can't remember the name now. The Vikings, 58-55. And they advance today. They're going to go down to Kenosha to play Indian Trail, who's a number. So it's a number 4 seed, Indian Trail High School, against our Blackshirts. So good luck to them. I'm really excited. We'll be covering that. We covered it last night. So coverage starts at 6:30. So for those of you who can't make the trek down to Kenosha, you can catch it here on Walk Radio, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, or on the Facebook live stream. And you can also download the Civic Media app, too, on your smartphone. You can catch our station as well as the great collection of stations we have around the state. So if you're from somewhere else and you're trying to catch up on some local news up north or where you may have come from, check out the Civic Media portfolio. It's really quite a mission that's growing. I'm really excited about. And it gives me the opportunity to talk to people like Mike Crowley, who was the Waukesha Freeman's 2020 Citizen of the Year here in Waukesha. So Mike's name precedes himself in a lot of circles here around the community. And one of the things most Waukesha residents will recognize Mike as during Jamboree, he is as sommeliers are to wine. Or no, that's probably not the right thing. Well, perhaps. But he is a master craftsman snowman builder, snow person builder. Is that correct?
Correct, Don. Yeah. Love building snowmen.
Yeah. How fun is that?
Yeah. So we live on Delafield Street in Waukesha near the police station. And ever since our kids were little, they started helping build snowmen in our front yard. And it was just fun to have fun with the kids.
Yeah.
But as they got a little older, they didn't want to participate. And my wife didn't want to participate. I started spending a few hours out on the front lawn.
Sure.
And working, making a Mr. Snow Crowley. Mrs. Snow Crowley, and then the kids, and then our dog. And
sure.
I'd build a family of snowmen on our front yard.
Okay.
And as the people drive by, you know, you'd hear the horns beeping and the police waving and flashing their sirens. And it was just a lot of fun. And then it became kind of an expectation that, you know, being in the neighborhood and people giving me the thumbs up, wanting to see the snowmen. Every year when we have the right amount of snow, the right conditions, and I know they're going to last for a week or longer, I'll spend several hours building them. And the tallest that I've built was 9 feet.
Wow.
And it looks really cool from the street as you drive by. And I light it up so it's shining bright. And the longest they've lasted, 3 months.
Wow.
So many years ago, almost a dozen years ago, had a family of snowmen last 3 months on our front yard.
Right. Wow. That's something. So, yeah, we'll have to get you to come to my neighborhood, Banting Park, when winter returns, which could be tomorrow, knowing out here. And that's great to see. And that's, you know, it's something you'd like to see, because I love the Jamboree concept.
Yeah.
We need to get people outside more in the winter doing things. Like when we first moved here from Brookfield, and like yourself, I'm a transplant and from out east. And I'd take the kids out to play street hockey in the street, and it'd be just like Wayne's World. We'd move everything when the cars would come by and move back. And people would look out their windows and like thought we were from another planet. Like, what are these people doing here? What are those? So, you know, why does this guy give these little kids, you know, sticks to, you know, swing at other people? And but that's what we did growing up was street. You know, if you didn't have a pond, if the snow wasn't if the ice wasn't hard enough to skate on, you played street hockey. And it was just a convenience because you could just go right in your driveway and play or out in the street or wherever you went. And just one of the many things you could do in the winter. And so you've taken one of those pastimes and snow, and you've made it your own.
Yeah. And my interest, once I got done doing that 1 year, I thought, boy, I need to enter, you know, Mr. Snow Crowley into the Jamboree contest. They have a snowman building contest.
Sure.
So I actually won... one of their prizes had the flag out on the snowman. And then I had interest in volunteering for Jamboree.
Okay.
And had a great time being one of the volunteers and became a mascot. So I thought, I'm going to be the snowman mascot. And that was a lot of fun.
Sure.
You know, making people smile. You can't talk. You can't do anything other than walk around in a snowman costume. But it was a lot of fun and getting people to smile, seeing the kids smiling. And
yeah,
so
that's everything.
I'm hooked now as a volunteer long-term
with
Jamboree.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Good.
And again, building the snowman, it gets people to smile.
Sure.
It's great that they see something like that as they're driving into work or home from work.
Sure. So, and that reminds me, because like myself, you're a transplant. You're not a native of Waukesha. But people, I thought you were born and raised here the way that you carry yourself. You know, we first met when we were both on the Community Development Block Grant Board or Committee. It was like my first assignment as an alderman. And, you know, that was like, what, four or five years ago. And we see you just about everywhere doing good. How do you balance that with... you know, full-time job with the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's interesting how once you get involved in something, people will either reach out to you and say, can you help me with this? Can you join this committee or board or commission? And in the business world, there's what's called blocking. So, you know, you don't want to overextend or extend yourself.
Yep.
But you block time and make sure that it works for you and the organization that you're either employed by or with your family.
Sure.
You know, there's a family to be responsible for as well.
Terrific. So when we come back from the break, we're going to get back to my original question as how you chose Waukesha to be your home, because this is where you've lived the longest. And so we're really excited to hear that story, because Mike's bounced around a bit. So we'll be interesting to hear why Waukesha is your home and your family's home when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Hey, we're back This Week in Waukesha, and you're listening to Black 47 with Funky Kaylee, which I manage to play every March because it is Irish American Heritage Month. And if anyone was born to do the Funky Kaylee, it's my good friend Michael Crowley here. And Mike, again, like myself, we are transplants to Waukesha. In fact, Mike's been more of a rover than myself, born in Peoria, Illinois, and moved to Middlesex, New Jersey, where you were basically grew up. Went to high school, all that. Went to college in Ohio. And then where'd you go from there?
After Ohio, I tried Arizona for a year. Moved back to Ohio. Moved back to New Jersey. Tried New Jersey for a year. Decided the big city is not for me anymore. So moved back to Ohio. Then to Iowa. Then to Ohio again. Back to Iowa. Up to La Crescent, Minnesota.
Wow.
And then ultimately Waukesha, Wisconsin. And most of those changes of address were within 2.5 years.
Wow. That's a lot of moving around. And why do you choose Waukesha as your home?
Well, my wife and I, we were getting ready to get married back in 1991.
Okay.
Moved here in July of 1991.
Did you take a job? Oh, okay. Great.
Job opportunity. So moved from La Crescent, Minnesota to Waukesha. Got an apartment. I was working in Milwaukee. Loved what I did. I was in the quality assurance field in manufacturing.
Mm.
And when my wife and I found an apartment in Waukesha, we really liked the community.
Sure.
Centrally located, easy access to the freeway and to the airport. Looked to be a friendly community to be involved in and live in. Moved to another apartment and then ultimately searched for a house. And at the time, back in the mid-90s, affordable housing was really somewhat affordable housing in Waukesha. So we bought our home about 28, 29 years ago.
Wow.
And have been there ever since.
Yeah.
And we love our location. We love the home, the schools at the time when we had kids. Kids went to Hawthorne, Butler, and North. And turned out really good.
Great.
So.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, we love Waukesha.
Do your kids still live in the area?
One of them does. So
great.
Andy, our son, he lives in Waukesha.
Nice.
And with our grandson and future daughter-in-law. And then our daughter lives in Hollywood, California.
So we're also grooming future Waukesha leaders then in the Crowley tradition.
Yeah, potentially. So, yeah.
Terrific. And your daughter's in Hollywood, so you have a place to visit. That's kind of fun.
Yes, we do.
That's terrific. Is she making a go at the acting or entertainment business? Or
she's wanting to help others, again, lift
love
others
it.
Up. So
sure.
In artist management, in the music
very cool.
And movie world. So
okay.
She actually starred in, not starred, but was in a Netflix movie.
Oh, cool.
Ago. Yeah, called A Week Away.
A Week Away.
A Christian musical.
Okay.
A faith-based musical.
Nice. Oh, that's very cool. Sounds great. And, hey, as long as we're talking, just a real big plug out to my nephew, Davis Brown, who just he co-directed and co-wrote and acted in a movie called Capsules, which is being picked up by a pretty big distribution outlet, Hollywood-based. And it's going to air, I believe, on Amazon on March 31st. So look that up, Capsules, the movie. And so congrats to him. But returning here to Mike, and we want to make time for the big reason he's here, National Kidney Foundation, the gala you have coming up, and some real points of interest you want to help educate fellow Waukesha residents and anyone who's listening. So go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Don. So you know, the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, we're an affiliate of the National Kidney Foundation in New York, and we've been here in the state of Wisconsin for 55 years, giving hope to those with chronic kidney disease. We're a resource for those with chronic kidney disease or that are in need of a kidney. Living donation is really important. One in three Americans are at risk. Adult Americans are at risk of chronic kidney disease. And some of the key risk factors are diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, high blood pressure, family history, being sure. over 60 years old, obesity. And it's really important that you get tested, that you have a talk with your doctor. And for those that can't afford a doctor or insurance, National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin is getting out in the community again, doing free screenings.
Nice.
That is our mission, is to help identify chronic kidney disease early on.
Great.
And just recently, back in December, we did our free kidney screening at La Casa de Esperanza. And really helped.
Who's Galas tonight?
Yeah. We really helped them out. We had great participation in the screening process.
Terrific.
And then most recently, just a few weeks ago, we were at Running Rebels East in Milwaukee. And
nice.
Screened 50 people there.
Sure.
And really made a difference in that community.
How big of a venue do you need to do a free screening?
Well, you need a restroom. There's a urine test that's involved.
Okay.
But it's probably, a couple thousand square feet to set up properly.
Okay. I was going to offer up the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. We have at least two restrooms available to the public, maybe more here in the NAMI building. But maybe that would have to be a nice sunny day, so people need to be outside and make more room.
Yeah, the organization actually had a health fair and did screenings at the Waukesha County Expo Center.
Nice.
Years ago, and had
sure.
hundreds of people turn out. So there is a great need, and it's very important that people get their kidneys checked out. One of the things that I'd like to share with the audience
Please.
Is that we offer professional education.
Okay.
KidneyWI.org is our website. Go to that website.
KidneyWI.org.
Correct. We have a patient help line. We do medical ID jewelry for free.
Oh, cool.
So there's an application process online.
I like that.
You can make a donation, but it's
sure.
free. Awareness and advocacy. So we're public advocates, raising public awareness and policymaking to improve healthy kidney outcomes.
Great.
And then our preventative screenings. There's many ways to get involved. You can volunteer at
sure.
one of our screenings.
Okay.
We have a gala that's coming up.
That's right.
Again, on Thursday, March 30th.
And where's that at again?
The Ingleside Hotel in Pewaukee.
That's right. Yeah.
So go to our website.
And that's the old Country Springs, with the water park.
Yes.
Will that be part of the gala or no? No one's going to be jumping in?
Well, there are people that are planning on staying there because this is a statewide organization. So people will come from around the state to participate in the gala.
Oh, that's great to know. So
we actually have Elizabeth Kay, local radio person.
Make sure if you have a press release, send that to me because we can circulate that to our other radio networks around the state.
Will do.
So happy to help with that.
So, there are currently more than 100,000 men, women, and children that are awaiting organ transplants in the United States. And there's 1,350 Wisconsinites that are on the kidney wait list. That number has been increasing. COVID-19
sure.
has also impacted kidney disease in a negative way.
Yeah. And, you're only, like anyone in line for a kidney transplant, the window can't be that long in terms of how long you can afford to wait, given your health. Is that safe to assume?
Correct. If you're on dialysis, and dialysis is not a really good way to live. It's not
right.
a cure for chronic kidney disease. And
sure.
it's just supporting you. And over time, it's not as effective in filtering your fluids in your system. But transplants are an opportunity for those that have chronic kidney disease. And people can get on the kidney registry, National Kidney Registry. Just go to kidney.org, so kidney.org. And there is a National Kidney Registry screening page. And
sure.
so if you have kidney disease and you're in need of a transplant, get on that kidney registry.
Sure. Now, let's be honest, with St. Patrick's Day 13 days away, this is a difficult conversation for two Irish guys to have, talking about kidneys with all the big festivities coming up.
Yeah.
What is your message to people about? Because responsible drinking also has to be a factor for good kidney health.
Absolutely. You know, you do everything in life in moderation. So, again, be responsible. Don't overindulge. Have fun. Enjoy the music. Enjoy the festivities. St. Patrick's Day in Wisconsin, you know, people do kind of go overboard.
Sure.
Please don't drink and drive. But have a lot of fun. And, you know, in the Irish tradition, you know, you got the shamrocks, but there's also four-leaf clovers.
Yes, that's right.
I happen to bring a four-leaf clover that I'll be giving to you, Don.
Thanks so much, Mike. This would be my first one ever, believe it or not. Years of searching.
That's what many, many, many people say.
Sure.
This is a 1 in 10,000 chance of finding four-leaf clovers, and I find hundreds every year.
Wow.
And I give almost all of them away to people.
Well, thank you.
Hope, faith, love, and luck. That's what the leaves represent.
Love it.
And on occasion, I'll find a five-leaf clover, and I've added the meaning for that fifth leaf is health, giving nice. People good health.
Sure.
So if I know somebody that has a health issue, I'll make sure I give them a five-leaf clover.
I love it.
But there's great stories that I hear back from people when I give them these clovers. And it's just a fun way to connect with people, break the ice.
Right.
Give them hope.
Sure.
And it's just a lot of fun. I've become known to be the four-leaf clover guy.
I love it. Hey, that's a great reputation to have. How are we doing on time, Calvin, before the next break?
We're coming up on 4 minutes left.
Oh, loads of time. Thank you, sir. Yeah. For some reason, I'll see you in the video. I'm looking at the there you are. All right. So it's always good to see your smiling face. Calvin's been putting in a lot of hard work lately. He's helping out with the Earl Ingram Show on the morning, Monday through Friday. Don't forget, Earl's guest every Monday morning, his co-host, is the Gravedigger. what's his name again? I'm losing. You can tell I'm a Bills fan.
Gilbert Brown.
Gilbert Brown. How could I forget? My cousin Gilbert, you know. But and he's a lot of fun. Him and Earl, they have a great talk. But, I got to get my short-term memory checked. That's a scary moment. But but that's a wonderful addition to our civic media mission, having Earl meeting with Gilbert every Monday to talk about football and also to talk about life. You know, Gilbert is an academic All-American and does a lot of great foundation and charity work too. So highly encourage those of you to check out that discussion. But back here with Mike and the great work he's doing with the National Kidney Foundation and our shared passion for our Irish heritage. I gave Mike some questions and emailed back, and he wanted to talk about four-leaf clovers. And I'm like, you know, that's like up there with leprechauns and more the hokey type of stuff being Irish. But Mike's, again, just like the snowman's made an art form out of it. You go out looking for clovers, like some people go out bird watching or whatever, and then you come up with some, you know, how many do you say you have in your collection?
Well, I don't have a collection. I give
99% of you've collected.
Life. But there are special ones, some that are shaped like hearts, nice. Which are beautiful.
Yeah.
Some I love to save, but most of them I give away. And
how many have you collect? Because it's like hunting. I mean, you don't, you know, like some days you say you get lucky and you find one the first second you're out in the grass.
Yep.
But
over the history, when my mom taught me to look for them when I was a little kid in New Jersey.
There you
go. Go on the street corner by the sidewalk and we'd find a half a dozen of them
wow.
at a time. I would say, I would estimate, and I'm not exaggerating,
mm-hmm.
easily over 25,000 four-leaf clovers
wow.
in my lifetime.
That's pretty cool. That's quite a feat, Mike. And you know what else I'm pretty impressed by, too? Because you were born and raised, but you were raised most of your formative years and your youth was in New Jersey.
Correct.
But there's no accent.
No, I lost it a year after we moved to Ohio.
Fantastic.
So I was 18 years old.
I can't even envision you talking with a Jersey accent.
Yeah, I was a Jersey boy. I was raised in New Jersey. So,
because my grandmother, who I was very close to, my father's mother, who came from Ireland, we were talking about this in the 1920s as a teenager, I'm presuming, and she lived most of her life in the United States, in Western New York, where we grew up, in Buffalo, and she always had that thick Irish brogue. Which is, you know, music to your ears, and it's just a great accent.
It is.
So, but yeah, but you managed to kick the Jersey one or outgrow that one.
That's right.
So, yeah.
My sister still has it. So, my sister Bridget, she lives in Ohio with my mom not too far away in Ohio, and my sister kept that New Jersey accent.
Neat.
Yeah.
And does she also collect four leaf clovers?
Yes, she does.
Fantastic.
We actually have competitions when I visit her.
I love it.
We'll see how many we both can find in a certain period of time.
Sounds great. Hey, when we return this week in Waukesha, we're going to talk more about Mike's public service and possible future aspirations when This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away. Hey, we're back. This Week in Waukesha. And I believe I played this song. If I didn't play it last week, I played it the week before. But it's Keep Me in Your Heart by Warren Zevon, the last song he recorded before his unfortunate death to cancer. And finally, Warren Zevon has been nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But we need your help getting him in. And it's time to do the right thing. Go to vote.rockhall, that's rockhall.com, and vote for Warren Zevon. And like a lot of these, you can vote every day. Vote early and often, just like we Irish used to do, you know, in the old machine days, you know, the Tammany Hall days. But, you know, nobody deserves this tribute, especially posthumously, more than Warren Zevon. Not only accomplished in his own right, but he wrote a lot of great songs for a lot of great artists. Linda Ronstadt could speak confidently to that. So,
one of my favorite artists,
Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It just such a real, like my one brother was in love with her. She was a very beautiful woman and a great, you know, a voice of an angel too. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah, you know, like I said, like we're going to have to play some music together sometime. Or like, play some of our favorite tunes together.
The Corrs.
The Corrs are another great
Irish band.
Yep. Oh, no doubt. Yep. So we'll have to, yeah, well, you know, maybe next year in March we'll have a day dedicated to Irish music, and we'll have you on the show.
Great.
We'll see if Sean Riley can join us. I know Mayor Riley goes away during St. Patrick's Day. He likes the Florida sunshine, and but yeah, maybe like the week before we'll have to have both of you guys on. So we'll pencil that in the calendars. And so, you know, like myself, you enjoy a good relationship with Mayor Riley.
Yes, I do.
And of course, like I said, you were on the Planning Commission, and and you guys talk a lot about and you want to continue in public service as county board supervisor, or maybe in some other capacities. Is it safe to ask what the future looks like for you?
Sure, Don. So, you know, I love Waukesha. I love what I do helping people, and, you know, being involved in a variety of public offices and being appointed. You know, I've been exposed to a lot of important people that make a difference in the community, and I feel I can continue to make a difference in servant leadership and in helping my community. And I do have interest in running for mayor of Waukesha. And actually had been considering it this last term, but my commitment to the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin was very strong, and I felt that this was an important role for me to continue in, be an advocate and help people that way for a period of time. Everyone serves a season in life, doing different things. And the timing for me appears to be approaching for running for mayor once Sean Riley's term is up.
Fantastic. You heard it first here on Walk Radio.
Right.
This is a historic moment. Thank you for sharing, Mike. And looking forward to hearing more updates on that as we venture into the future. But so much in front of us right now. Again, you've got a gala to plan for on March 30th. And any specific offerings of the gala or things that people should know about?
Well, we have a lot going on with the gala this year. We have Elizabeth Kay, a local radio personality that is also a living donor. She donated a kidney through the Paired Kidney Exchange Program.
Fantastic.
To her mother-in-law and helped save her life and helped save others' lives. She's our MC for the event. Evening will be a lot of fun. We'll be celebrating our 55th anniversary of the affiliate. And it's a reimagined event with a silent auction, nice. Diamond dig, games, and storytelling. And we'll have a very heartwarming story about helping us helping a chronic kidney disease person with a living donor.
Those are great. I've been to galas where they'll feature a, I hate to say survivor, but a client, a candidate, or someone that has a great story to tell. And I think that's a, it's very educational and inspiring at the same time. So. Yeah,
there'll be a few tears in the room for sure, including mine.
Sure. Oh, I love it. I love it. So, and then are there sponsorship opportunities available?
Yes, there's sponsorship opportunities. Also purchasing a table, tickets, just go to www.kidneywi.org to learn more. Everything you need to know about the gala is there, just a few clicks
Sounds
away.
Great. Terrific. Yeah, and I've been meaning, I have to get a hold of Maria Wadena because we, Civic Media, you know, they're still working on putting together their corporate giving. This is a fairly new company that's buying up a lot of stations, so they got their hands full, but they do want to continue serving the community in other ways, and they are looking at things like sponsorship for various charities, corporate events, or corporate type of or social causes, whatever you want to say that. So more on that as the company continues to grow and blossom. But sounds like you've got a lot of support from the community. And individuals obviously can sign up and attend, right? Buy a table or buy a couple tickets.
Correct.
So that's great. And where do they go again? Is it kidney?
KidneyWI.org.
Same place.
Yep.
KidneyWI.org.
Right there.
So
just a couple clicks away. You'll
easy
learn
to
more
find.
About it. Sponsorship opportunities or to purchase tickets.
That sounds great. So, and then I have to say this because my wife is listening. She's president of the Waukesha South Boosters. April 15th, raise the bar at the Stackner Room at Carroll University. Saturday, April 15th, there'll be a lot of fun. There is a Monopoly theme where you can bid on boards. Our company's bought a space. In fact, we called it Word Brown Boulevard, name of my company. So look for more information on that. But the focus here, obviously, on the National Kidney Foundation, the work of Mike Crowley, and the gala coming up. In the 2 minutes we have left, too, anything else we should know about your work with the Kidney Foundation and your public service?
Well, as far as the Kidney Foundation goes, it's important that if you have not thought about healthy kidneys, please take a moment to go to our website, again, www.kidneywi.org.
KidneyWI.org. Yep.
And you could also go to MinuteForYourKidneys.org.
I love that.
Minute for your kidneys. And take a quiz. And it only takes about a minute to do. And you'll find out if you're one of those 33% that are at risk in the United States for chronic kidney disease. And if you are, the most important thing to do is to talk to your doctor. If you need any answers on any questions that you have regarding kidney disease, please feel free to visit our website once again. And we'll do our best to answer your questions and point you in the right direction.
Sounds great. Michael Crowley, in the language of our native people, Goramila Mahagav, which means 1,000 thank yous. And don't forget, the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin's gala is March 30th. Go to kidneywi.org for more information. And don't forget, the black shirts are on tonight at 7. Coverage starts at 6:30. Calvin will be with me playing all the way down in Kenosha Indian Trail. So cheer on the black shirts from your radio, your Civic Media app, or here on the Facebook live stream. Michael Crowley, thanks again for the four-leaf clover. Everyone, please enjoy this beautiful sunny Saturday. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And please elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. Thanks again for joining us. Bye for now. See ya!